Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast. This is the A segment, the latest news of the week and what it means to you. The latest medical news, that is, and what it means to you. And we try and do it non-COVID. That is, there's a lot of medical research that doesn't relate to the SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19 diseases and viruses. We try and bring that to you so you know how important it is. Remember last week we talked about the induced tissue regeneration and how that had transformed white fat into brown fat and decreased the incidence of diabetes and obesity. And where it is, it's in animal models, but it's coming quickly to humans, as the Harvard group that did it was, in fact, the fifth group that had done that actual transformation in animals. And a Barcelona group had done that same thing with brain cells, taking, in fact, fat and turning them into neurons and giving them back to people who had, or animals who had neurologic deficit, and recovering those deficits. That's just some of the things that are so fascinating. That was our longevity is the next disruptor segment last week. What is it this week? Well, it is that sudden cardiac arrests aren't often so sudden. 57% of those people who had a cardiac arrest had visited a doctor or hospital emergency room for medical care relating to that in the week prior to their, quote, sudden arrest. So it wasn't so sudden. It was, in fact, something that the doctors missed or didn't do well enough. What does that mean for you? Well, what we think it means for you is when you see a doctor with chest pain, don't accept it if he dismisses it. Make sure you start to get therapy with maybe baby aspirin and statins or whatever, or blood pressure control immediately so you aren't a sudden statistic. Eating in the evening could be bad for your health. Well, we've known that. That's the What to Eat When segment. What to Eat When is the book that Mike Krupain, Dr. Krupain, and I co-authored about a year ago, coming out in 2 weeks on the 22nd of October. I'd love you to pre-order it. Is, in fact, What to Eat When cookbook. I wrote it again with Mike Krupain and executive chef Jim Perko. The recipes are amazing. Honest, even I can make them. One, and two, they taste great, and they're only made with food that loves your body back. That's the key. And what is eating in the evening, this story and this science this week have to do with it? Well, it is that what and when you eat are both important, and that eating in the evening, people who do that tend to eat less healthy, that calories accumulate because a calorie is a calorie is a calorie in the test tube, but in the evening, it counts as about 10% more than a calorie in the morning because our body doesn't metabolize it as well because of the circadian rhythm. High vitamin D levels, that's right, low vitamin D levels are linked to higher incidence of type 2 diabetes, about a doubling, higher to lower. Do we know that giving vitamin D early on in life will reverse it? No. But it is true that there is an important difference. Dementia contributes to about 30% more deaths than we think of by the current death certificates. That is, when you examine the medical records of people who die and what is written on the death certificate, dementia wasn't a cause of 5 or 6% of the deaths, but a cause of about 8% of the deaths. And that means that we need to pay more attention to it. That means eating the when way that we've just talked about. That is, the What to Eat When way is a way of preventing dementia. If you follow it rigorously, it's a 60% reduction in the recent studies. But in addition to diet being important, physical activity helps you regrow brain connections, important for that. Stress management is important. And speed of processing games. There are actually 22 things that are really important for it. We'll write about those and talk about those on our segment 1020. This is 1012A, and this is 10:06:20 when it's released. That is October 6th. In 8 weeks for 1020, that's about the first week of December, as I remember it. We are going to discuss longevity as the next disruptor. I have an entire show on longevity research, and we'll talk about the 22 things you can do to make sure your brain stays as young as you want it to. New weight loss program shows promise among low-income Americans. No, what that is an old weight loss program studied well here shows promise. And what is it? It's intensive therapy of stress management, eating, learning how to cook and eat healthy, doing a little physical activity and avoiding toxins and decreasing inflammation. That when people did that and had training in that once a week, they lost 4.9 kilos as opposed to about 1 kilo. That's about 9 pounds they lost as opposed to about 2 pounds they lost when they were just given traditional education. So intensive therapy once a week for 8 weeks really does work. How to clean up a mold after a flood, get rid of the water, throw out everything soaked. It only takes 2 days for mold to develop, so get it out fast. Dry the area very clean, turn on as many fans as you can to dry it, open the air to the outside world so you can decrease the moisture. And then if you've got a box that's gotten a waterlogged or a rug or something, just throw it out. You're not going to save that thing. That's important in lining it up to begin with. If it's near some place that can be in a floodplain, make sure it's on, if you will, a pallet or some kind of thing that makes it not get drenched, because cleaning up is important. Very few people actually develop mold toxicity and allergies unless they have a true allergy to it or asthma to begin with. How do you pack a great lunch for your children? And the answer is it's tough. Find healthy alternatives and offer your kids healthy alternatives, such as, do you want the walnuts or the peanuts? Not, do you want the French fries or the peanuts? The kids will choose the French fries every time. It'll be bad. And one of the things that was disturbing in this is the increase in suicide as the economy gets bad, whether it's from COVID-19 or other things, that as the economy has gotten more dangerous for us, I guess you'd say, the incidence of suicide has increased. The CDC put out a bulletin about that is why we're covering it, because they say that the medicine units have to consider job retraining, vocational rehab, and housing assistance along with medication for people who are depressed and potentially suicidal. That part of the job of the doc is to actually look at that. That's something I clearly was never trained in, and maybe other docs weren't either, but the social support in the hospital and in our society has to be focused on that if we're to cut down on suicide rates. So let me remind you, this has been episode 1012A, of You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. As usual, we're sponsored by Persona Nutrition. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion with supplements. I don't even know if you can imagine this. It's so wonderful, that are customized to your needs. Visit mypersona.com. Take the free online assessment. You can talk to a nutritionist then about what you need, what you don't need. But you can get daily vitamin packs personalized to you. I do, at mypersona.com. And if you go / and put my name in, Roizen, you get a discount, at least at this time, which is when this show is being released, 10/06/20, you get a discount on your vitamins and supplements, at least for the first couple orders, mypersona.com. Thanks very much for listening. Thanks very much for downloading. Do tell your friends about us. And Luis, thanks for wonderful engineering as usual. But thank you especially for downloading us. You can always ask questions to me or suggest guests to me at wenway.com, wenway.com, or questions@wenway.com. Put in the subject line, question for You, the Owner's Manual podcast, and it will get to me. Thanks again very much. And we'll be back next week. By the way, we have a great guest. We did have a great guest for the B segment last week, Diego Hernandez, who talked about ART, accelerated resolution therapy for people suffering from stress and grief when their, paused, or their grief is not going away as fast as they want. When they're stuck, this gets you unstuck. Advanced Resolution Therapy, ARTinternational.com, ARTinternational.org was the website. If there are clinical psychologists out there who want to learn more, or if you as a individual want to learn more to help a family member or even yourself, ARTinternational.org. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. Thanks very much for listening and downloading us. We'll be back next week with another latest news of the week and what it means to you. Until then, remember, if you have chest pain, other symptoms that take you to the doctor, worried about your cardiac problems, don't accept it's nothing as an issue. Remember, 57% of people with sudden cardiac arrest have visited a doc or a hospital in the last week for a problem that they didn't obviously get successfully resolved. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.